From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Refugees who had spent days in Hungary waiting for passage west are now arriving at the Austrian border, where they've been promised entry and a chance to apply for asylum. Meantime, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees has described the refugee crisis in Europe as an absolutely dramatic situation. UNHCR spokesperson Melissa Fleming.
Every single country needs to do its part, and those countries that are not in the position to handle these large numbers and coming in, they deserve to be urgently and massively helped.
The refugee crisis led the agenda at an informal meeting of EU foreign ministers in Luxembourg on Friday. President Obama says the United States and Saudi Arabia continue to cooperate closely in countering terrorist activity in the Middle East and around the world, including the battle against the Islamic State. Mr. Obama also assuring the visiting Saudi King Salman that the nuclear agreement with Iran prevents Tehran from obtaining a nuclear weapon and includes inspections of Iran's military sites. The talks between President Obama and the King came at a tumultuous time as the U.S.-led coalition fights the Islamic State and the Saudi-led coalition beats back Iranian-supported Houthi rebels in Yemen. United Nations World Food Program says it will be forced to shut down a life-saving air service in Sudan by the end of the month unless nearly $10 million in funding is found. Service is especially crucial in Sudan, where it's virtually impossible for aid workers to reach remote areas by ground, but the air service may be grounded in Sudan unless the WFP can get that money that they need. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko told VOA's Ukrainian service in an exclusive interview Friday that Russia should be stripped of its veto power in the United Nations Security Council because of its aggressive actions in Ukraine's volatile east. The embattled leader said Russia should remain a Security Council member because it is a leading military power, but that the global community would be safer if Russia's ability to play UN spoiler were put to an end. Mr. Poroshenko pointed to Russia's rejection last month of the Security Council resolution to create an international criminal tribunal to investigate the 2014 downing of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 over eastern Ukraine that killed 298 people.
The whole world has a right to know who is responsible. Unfortunately, if only one country, especially a permanent member of the UN Security Council, unfortunately, only one country who is aggressor against my country, Russia, use a veto right. This is very self-explanatory.
Ukraine and other countries say Russia-backed militants were operating in the area from which the fatal missile was fired, taking down Flight 17. Rebels have said Ukrainian forces were responsible, and Russia denies any knowledge of what happened. In a bid to ease bilateral tensions over terrorism charges and explore ways to promote Afghan peace efforts, Pakistan and Afghanistan held high-level talks Friday in Kabul on the sidelines of the Regional Economic Cooperation Conference on Afghanistan. U.S. unemployment rate fell to the lowest level in 7.5 years in August. That's 5.1%. Mark Hamrick, an economics expert with Bankrate.com, spoke with VOA about the jobs report and what it means for the U.S. Central Bank's decision about interest rate changes.
This August jobs report neither flashes a green light for the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates, and nor does it flash a red light, meaning that it's still in this caution zone. The caution really has to do with, number one, weakness being exported from China, with volatility in global financial markets, including in the United States, and with, let's say, dimming prospects that inflation will reach the Fed's 2% target.
Also on Friday, White House economic advisor Jason Furman said the U.S. economy gained 8 million jobs over the past 3 years, but warned it could face problems that hurt growth from the global economy. Sports news, U.S. Open tennis tournament Friday night, third round, Serena Williams defeating fellow American Bethany Mattox-Sands. It went these sets, 3-6, 7-5, 6-love. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.